The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Joining us on our guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning, and happy Veterans Day to you.
Good morning, Joey, and happy Veterans Day to you, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans who are out there listening. God bless you, and thank you. Thank you for willing to lay down your life for the what we hold so dear. You know, Joey, I mean, there's only two kinds of people that will lay down their life for you. One was Jesus Christ, and he did it for our soul. And it's the American soldier who did it for our freedom. So thank you to all of you. Today is your day. If you see a veteran out and they have a hat on that they served in a war, buy them their lunch, buy them their dinner, buy them their coffee. Tell your kids that they are the reason that we enjoy the freedoms we do today.
Yeah, such a great idea. We've had some wonderful stories heard from a lot of veterans this morning and from their families, heartwarming stories. And you're right. You know, this is a day that, if you're out and about, buy them a cup of coffee, buy their breakfast, their lunch, let them know that they're special because they are. I've been telling people all morning, that, because of veterans, a big mouth like me can sit here and talk for 3 hours every morning. And I have the freedom to do so.
Exactly. And you know what? President Reagan said freedom is only a generation from being lost, right? And we're seeing that today.
Yes.
I mean, no greater words have ever rung true. And I think, you know, one thing I learned being lieutenant governor, when you see a Vietnam veteran out there, welcome them home, because it's something that they deserved when they got home and they didn't get. And every time we see one, just say, welcome home, brother, because it's what we should have done years ago. We need to right that wrong.
Yeah, it's really it's just disappointing that we have veterans like Vietnam veterans who just, you know, they weren't recognized the way they should have. Korean War veterans, our friend Louis Vaughn, look how hard he's worked over the past few years to raise the money to see that they're recognized. And so they shouldn't have to do that. We should very proudly recognize their sacrifice, recognize their service to our country.
You know, Louis Vaughn, Senator Vaughn, was what a great man. And all of those Korean War veterans that worked so hard, it was a shame. I found out about what they were doing very late in the game and did all I could to help them. But the fact that it took them 5 years to raise yes. the $200,000 to get all the South Carolinian names of men and women who were lost or missing in the Korean War should make us all, our heart hurt a little bit, right? It did me. But they're there now. And thank you. You know, we had great people, you know, Bill Biggs with HMR Veteran Homes. He was a huge supporter. Neil Johnson with Veteran One. I mean, these are guys that once they found out about the cause, stepped up in big ways. And so, you know, sometimes it's because of you, Joey, that so many of these good things, these good initiatives that are out there get to the ears of the people who have a heart to help.
Yep. Well, and that's our job, is to talk every morning and to educate people and to give people like Senator Louis Vaughn, he was on the show a number of times over those years, and to get his story out. And it's just a pleasure to see that they were able to succeed. A lot going on around the state and in the country. Yesterday, you're the lieutenant governor. Governor Henry McMaster called for an investigation into the presence of some obscene and pornographic materials, evidently some reports from parents. Complaints in one school district. You know, it's just this is kind of back to the idea that the parents are having to pay attention and the parents are having to really keep the schools on their toes.
You know, Joey, we saw that, didn't we, in Virginia? You know, this has been a very slow process getting parents out of the way, and I couldn't be more proud. that parents are now reengaged. I think just the way our society is, we're so busy working and helping our kids and taking them to what we think, you know, they need to be at, soccer and football. We were counting on the fact that educators were keeping everything in the lane. And now we've seen, I think it's the positive, if you can try to find some positives of COVID, it's that parents have been awoken, haven't they? And
yes.
And that's what we need. Parents have always been the guardians of their kids. I'll tell you, the mama bear and me, if you want to see moms across the country show their tail, go after their kids and go yes. after what they think is bad for their kids. I mean, that's a war nobody wants to fight. Even yeah. the brave American soldier does not want to go up against a bunch of soccer moms who have had enough. I mean, that's a scary group.
Yes.
So
yes, and it's really encouraging to see them stand up for their kids.
It is, and that's something that we're seeing all across our country. I'm proud of the governor. It was brought to his attention. He investigated it immediately. And he's not stopping at just one. He wants now that we know that these things have creeped in, he wants it looked at in totality. He is asking, you know, Chief Keel with SLED to look and see if laws were broken, to having that in a public school. And he is calling on the Secretary of the Superintendent of Education, Molly Spearman, to launch an investigation into libraries and see what other things are in there that have creeped in over the years that we need to get out. And as yep. a parent, you know, take aside the fact that I'm his lieutenant governor. As a parent, I am thankful that is happening today.
Yep, yep. And that's what we have to do. We're seeing it happen more and more. And, you know, parents have to be involved. Parents have to. And, hey, look, not just parents. I mean, the whole community has to be involved with the schools. And the running of the schools. That's why school board elections are so important. We saw a number of school board elections last year. We'll see more next year. Even though they're typically nonpartisan, we need to be involved. We need to make sure that we have good candidates running for these positions. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, it's always good to have you on. Again, happy Veterans Day to you. And we'll do it again next Thursday.
Joey, happy Veterans Day, and happy Veterans Day again to all the veterans out there. God bless you. Thank you for what you've done for our country.
Yes, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.